Welcome to 2024. As we start a new year, what a great time to reflect on where we've come from. This month, we are celebrating our 5th year anniversary as a ministry. And much like life with God, running a ministry is an adventure. Today, you will meet each of our team members as they discuss how they came to this ministry, what they do to serve, and their hearts for those on a healing journey. We hope that as you hear from our team that you will be personally encouraged, and as you become more familiar with how Reclaim Story serves women, that you will think of us for your own healing journey and those in your life. We are here for you, and that is what gets us up in the morning. We want to invite you to become a partner with Reclaim Story. Go to reclaimedstory.com and click on donate. This ministry is possible because people just like you give. We are so grateful for your support. To kick off this episode, we will return to 2017, when the Lord began profoundly reclaiming my story, even when I fought him. Welcome to Living the Reclaim Life podcast. I'm Denisha. We're glad you're here for conversations that revive hope, inspire healing, and encourage you to live a vibrant life with Christ. So grab a cup of coffee as we chat with today's guest. It is hard to believe that Reclaim Story has been officially serving women for 5 years. This is our 5th year anniversary. This month's episodes are going to be very intriguing as we walk down memory lane with each of our team members, many of which are behind the scenes. We are going to each share openly about the victories and the defeats along the way as God has developed and grown this ministry. And we hope that you walk away from these two episodes with encouragement of what God can do in your life when you say yes to his adventures. In this episode, I get to introduce you to Alicia and Nancy, and I think we're going to have some laughs together. In case you're new to us, my name is Denisha, and I'm the founder of Reclaim Story. And this podcast that you're listening to, Living the Reclaim Life, is a ministry of Reclaim Story. To give you a little bit about my background, I was in the jewelry industry for 20 years, and then I was a pastor at a large church. So at this point of our 5th year anniversary, I've been in ministry for 14 years. So there's pretty much two things I've got, and that is jewelry and Jesus. And that's what I have for you, friends. I'm going to take you back to 2017. And that is when God began to heal my personal story and plant the idea of starting a ministry to help other women heal. See, I was at a women's conference in Las Vegas, and I had 19 women from our staff with me. We were staying at an Airbnb out in the suburbs. Now, in my adult life, I'd been to Vegas a few times, but I had always stayed closer to the Strip. This was the first time that I was out in the suburbs. As we left our Airbnb, many of us crammed in a car. We got on the highway, and I sat in the back seat, and all of a sudden, I saw it. A huge hotel that towered above a triangle-shaped parking lot. Out of nowhere, my breath became shallow. My heart was racing. I remember that fear overtook my entire being and my legs and my hands went numb. I gripped that door handle and all I could think of in that moment was I needed to get out of this car. It didn't even matter that we were moving on the freeway. Now you might think, Denisha, why did a triangle-shaped parking lot have this effect on you? I was asking the same thing. But what I realized was the first time that I saw that triangle-shaped parking lot, I was 16 years old and a family friend took me on a trip to Vegas. And I remember we checked into the hotel, we went up the elevator and we walked into the hotel room and there were white curtains floor to ceiling. There was multicolored art that was spaced evenly on the walls. And then I saw one king-size bed. And I remember this jolt of fear that was coming over me because I was not prepared for this. I was looking for a door. There has to be another room, a hidden door that separates two rooms. But there wasn't. I was 230 miles away from home. I was 16 years old. And suddenly our trusted friend seemed to have made a convenient mistake when he scheduled this trip. Now, fast forward 25 years later to 2017. Just a couple of blocks from our Airbnb, there it was. That tall building with windows that overlooked that triangle-shaped parking lot. I was so surprised by the vivid memories that flooded my mind. The details, the flashbacks, the anger, and the shame. Although the conference was terrific, I remember the whole time wrestling with these thoughts and feeling desperately like I wanted them to go away. It had been 25 years, and all I wanted to do was pick up the proverbial rug of my life and continue to shove those memories under that rug for another 25 years. But you see, God's love for us is too great to allow us to ignore something that He has the power to heal. During one of those times of worship, I remember a thought popping in my head that was so clear. And it was, I'm going to reclaim your body in the first place it was stolen. I remember sobbing violently during worship and pretty much through every session through the two-day conference. You see, I couldn't run from it. I had been concealing my pain for 25 years, but God was kind enough to reveal it in order to heal it. And He was working on my heart only the way that He could. That word reclaim means to rescue from an undesirable state and to restore to a previous natural state. For me, this conference was all about God rescuing and restoring me. That place that was once a source of pain became a milestone of change for me. I was able to proclaim the healing power of Jesus over that part of my story. And I couldn't shake that word reclaim during the whole conference. I knew that God was definitely speaking to me about reclaiming my personal story. But I also had a nudge that He was going to teach me how to help others to heal from their story as well. Well, from 2017 at that conference to 2019, I remember sitting down with my husband and bravely going into GoDaddy and buying www.reclaimstory.com for $20. And I also remember 2 years of healing and wrestling with God, me trying to shove things under the rug, and His goodness and grace and love kept inviting me to pick it up and explore these parts of my story. And I am so thankful that I did. Never could I have imagined what God was going to do over the next 5 years that leads us to today. The first person I told about this crazy God-sized dream to start a ministry was my husband. And the second was my friend, Alicia.
Yay me.
You guys, Alicia and I have so much fun together. And this is how this ministry started, the two of us in a room together.
Yeah. It all went downhill from there.
Okay, so Alicia, we were just talking before we hit record, and we were trying to remember all of the things that happened prior to actually launching this ministry. Alicia, what do you remember?
Well, I have a bad memory, but what I can remember is just all of our conversations on multiple occasions, just feels like over a course of many years, we were both in ministry. I have a background in children's ministry and behavioral health, and worked at Gospel Rescue Mission and Women and Children Recovery, outpatient behavioral health, and then adolescent recovery. And you were in ministry, and we just kept seeing the need for speaking into people's lives and the hurts that they were experiencing and the deeper roots of what led to the broken areas in their life. And I know that we both had those conversations about what was needed to help these people that were crossing our paths.
And we couldn't seem to find what we thought was needed. We couldn't seem to find that out there anywhere. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember many times sitting over coffee with our computers, trying to study different passages, work on different blogs together way before we actually ever hit publish. Mm-hmm. And our original intention was just a blog.
Yeah.
And what happened when I began talking about more than a blog? What did you bring with you to our meetings?
I think I asked for a paper bag to hyperventilate into. At first was like, hey, let's put this into a blog. And I was like, let's not. And then we did. And even before it went live, and then that night when we hit publish and it went live, was so amazing that it all come together and what God was going to do with it was terrifying, but exciting to look back on now. Not so much in the moment, but.
I should have brought you a paper bag today as we're recording this, our 5th year anniversary. It's been five years.
5 years and many gray hairs later.
Since we sat down together. Oh, my goodness. I remember it was January 11th, 2019, and it was 11:11 p.m., which is way past your bedtime normally.
Oh, yeah, way past. I don't know why I was out so late. You're a bad influence on me.
We were sitting at my dining room table. I think we had like maybe 5 or 6 blogs done, and we were getting ready to hit the publish button. Mm-hmm. And our hope was, like you said, like that women would find hope and healing through that. If you can remember back, I know it's been 5 years, but if you can remember back, what were you most hoping for when we launched the blog?
I think that people would find hope. I think hopelessness is just something that we encounter in ministry, helping hurting people and being able to offer them something where you're like, I keep having this conversation with people. People need to hear about how the gospel affects the everyday stuff of their life, the hope of Jesus, that God is not angry at them or causing bad things to happen to them, the truths of their identity in Christ, shifting their perspective or their beliefs. And I wanted us to be able to put all of that into words, and that maybe someone would scroll across that online, or someone would send it to, you know, their friend or something, and they would find that hope in the message that God had put on our hearts to share.
We picked January 11th, 2019 at 11:11 p.m. because we were claiming the promises of Deuteronomy 1:11, which says, "May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised." We were hoping that God would just bless this desire of our heart to help women find healing.
Yeah, it's amazing thinking back to those conversations that led to that night, all of the giggles and laughter, and we'd get off topic and everything, but it was just so spirit-led of everything that we're like, no, there's something here, and we always knew that we were going to do something together, not just because our names go together well. We were always Denisha and Alicia, but because of what God had put on us to do, and he's been so faithful to cause it to happen and then make it grow.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember one of my favorite Christmas gifts. You have the best, like, gifting. You find, like, the coolest gifts. And I remember the one year that you gave me a Gumby. And I thought, that is exactly what we feel like God is doing with us, like, stretching us far beyond our capacity, that's for sure. But in him, we were able to stretch and be flexible and do scary things and be vulnerable in blogs that we were convinced the minute we hit publish, the whole world would like know our tea. And it didn't exactly happen that way, but God has definitely used our stories and writing to lead women closer to him.
Yeah, that stretching is not fun in the moment, but looking back, you're like, look at where we're at.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. Yeah. I also remember us hitting publish. And then I remember praying for several days, weeks, Lord, what are we going to stand for? And I knew God had given us John 10:10. We were kind of holding on to that, where the enemy had come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus had come that we would have life and life abundantly. And as we were holding on to that, I remember thinking there's something else. And 16 days after we launched this ministry, God revealed another part of my story, which that led us in our very first year of, by the way, only running a blog, led us to helping to launch a local resource center for pregnant moms with another friend of ours. Do you remember the night that Mara called us together at her dining room table? She didn't know that I had just found out part of my story. She didn't know that you and I would just launch this thing together. And do you remember what she said that night?
Not specifically, no.
She shared her story with us and said, that's my story. Now, why are each of the rest of you here?
It was one of those like, well, why are you here? I don't know. I got called. Why are you here? It's one of those funny things you would see in a movie. And then we all like shared and we're like, we need a curriculum. I was like, I'm working on a curriculum. Oh, you have that in your story? Why are we all at this table? And it was such a serendipitous moment that God had put that on her heart to help women in different ways. And what I was doing at Springboard with Teen Challenge and your story and then her heart for mothers. And it just all came together that night.
Yeah, And their ministry with You Tucson is thriving right now as they're mentoring new moms. So it's pretty amazing. Alicia, we have such a fun history together. We have giggled and laughed in the last, 13 years, I think, that we've known each other so much. What does God have you doing now with your passions?
Still breathing into paper bags, but
always.
I am a biblical counselor at Teen Challenges Springboard Home for Teenage Girls, and so case manager and counselor for our students while also making a curriculum for our counseling department and for inner healing and counseling with the girls, walking them through trauma as well as group counseling, family counseling, and staff training and development. So only a few things.
You just have a few hats that you wear. I don't even think you and I knew trauma-informed or healing from trauma. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know that back in 2019. And God kind of took us different directions, but learning the same things, and then brought us back together. And it was like, wait a second, you know about this? Wait, I just read that book. It's just been so neat to watch how God has worked behind the scenes and just keeping us on such a parallel path with different ages. I love that you love teenage girls. I love that for you.
They're amazing and challenging, but they're incredible watching their perspectives of Jesus change. And I just had a student graduate, came to us from juvie, just so much anger and pain. And then she got baptized on Sunday, and her family was there, and she graduated the program and went back home, and watching what God can do in hurting and broken lives and put those pieces back together is so humbling.
That's amazing. Well, Alicia, thanks for being with us today. And we definitely had a God story as this ministry launched. And another God story led me to Nancy Nelson. Nancy, we worked together for 10 years on staff.
That's right.
Tell me some more about your work history prior to Reclaim Story.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, I worked at a large church when it was all said and done for 28 years. Wow. I was an event planner, a project planner, coordinator, that kind of thing, assistant to the executive pastor.
Nancy, you were very known for knowing all the details to things.
I try.
I remember when I felt the Lord telling me, and we worked in different departments, although right. Once in a while we'd overlap for different projects. And I remember feeling the Lord's nudge to tell Nancy about Reclaim Story. And at that point, it was basically a blog. It was what Alicia and I had started as a blog. And I remember sitting in my office and thinking, Lord, I don't have a 5-year plan. I don't have an Excel sheet to document everything. I'm not going to Nancy Nelson yet. And then a couple weeks later, our mutual friend Kelly came by my office. She popped her head in for just a split second. And she said, Denisha, I feel like you're supposed to tell Nancy about Reclaim Story. And Kelly knew because we're good friends. And I remember thinking, before I lose my nerve, this has to be confirmation. I got up from my desk, walked to your office, and I said, let's have lunch.
And I said, sounds good.
Yep. Now, did you have any idea what I was going to tell you when we went to lunch that day?
Not at all. You told me it wasn't work related. But beside that, I had no idea.
Yep. And that was in 2019.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember us really connecting over the topic of this particular ministry.
Yeah.
What were you feeling?
Yeah. Well, what you didn't know prior to lunch was that God had been speaking to me for some time that my time at the church was coming to a close. And I like to be busy. I like to be doing things. And he hadn't told me what I was going to do yet, just that I was going to be doing something different. So when you started describing this idea for ministry to me, I knew in the moment, this is the next thing that God has for me.
And it was, 17 months, I think we just calculated, later, when right. You retired. How did retirement go for you, Nancy?
Retirement was interesting. My last day in the office was a Thursday, and so my first day of retirement was a Friday, and the very next day, Saturday, you had me at a conference for Reclaim Story, so I got to be retired for one day.
One whole day.
One whole day. That's right.
When you know somebody is amazing, you don't give them time to rethink this.
Is that what that was?
It was. We were about to go on an adventure together.
We were.
one we that did. We had no idea
right.
where exactly we would be now, you right. know, this many years later on our right. fifth anniversary. Nancy, you are the glue that holds so much together around here. I remember back when we very first came together, we held this massive garage sale that took
oh,
up
yes.
my house and two of my neighbors' houses, you guys.
Didn't you kind of get in trouble with your homeowners association?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes. We won't talk about that.
Yes, they paid me a visit during the garage sale to say hello. We'll leave it there.
Okay, enough said.
It was very large. We had 52 families contribute to that garage sale. And it was through that garage sale that we raised our first kind of chunk of money to be able to do the website. Mm-hmm. And I know you and I had so much experience designing a website, right?
Oh, yes. I had done lots of websites prior to that. Not.
Chuckle, chuckle. Chuckle, yes.
chuckle.
No. Neither one of us had any idea what we're doing. And we're so glad the website is built and it's beautiful.
It is. It is.
It's beautiful. And we're so glad there's other people that know way more about websites than we do.
Correct.
And also that now we don't have to have garage sales. So we are very thankful for our donors that support us every month to
yes,
keep this
are.
Ministry going.
Yes, we are.
So, Nancy, you have watched this ministry go from a blog to a very fast-paced ministry.
Yes.
What types of things do you do for Reclaim Story?
Well, there's bookkeeping. I hadn't ever done that before either. You and I do a lot of strategic planning. I try to advise you as best I can on legal things when we need to have real legal advice, risk management. Operational systems is one of my big ones. Inventory management for the jewelry. For example, what kind of system do we use to keep track of all of that? How do we make sure that someone we bring on board as a volunteer has been thoroughly vetted? What does that look like for Reclaim Story? Donor development. How do we communicate with our donors what the ministry is doing, what our achievements are, what our vision for the future is?
And as I said, you are the glue that holds us all together. We love systems around here, that's for sure. Nancy, I know that not only your talents are with this ministry, but also your heart.
Yeah.
What is your hope for the women that we serve?
Oh, boy. Well, we all hope that Reclaim Story, the community here at Reclaim Story, will be an environment that is conducive to healing. We have women who come to us who need healing. I would hope that the women would be able to really face their past in a safe environment. Perhaps they've never been able to do that before, and that they would be able to experience true restoration. You hear a lot in the world about overcoming, an athlete that's overcome obstacles, or some politician or some prominent person who's overcome a lot of obstacles to be where they are. We don't really think about overcoming here. Overcoming is kind of defeating or overpowering an opponent. And we don't look at our past that way. We want people to reclaim their story, to allow God to reclaim their story, for their suffering to take its proper place in their story and come to a place of healing, and that they would be ready to grow their faith, that God would grow their faith. They'd allow him to increase their godly character, that they'd increase their compassion, and ultimately turn that to a willingness to come alongside another woman who has suffered and needs a safe place for healing.
I know one of the things that you and I have talked about is that even if a woman is 2 weeks into her journey, that we can always turn around and reach back to someone who's on day one.
Right, right.
Or if you're years ahead in your journey, there's always a way to turn back and help others.
Right.
Out of all the things that you do with Reclaim Story, Nancy, and your heart behind it, mm-hmm. what is your favorite component of Reclaim Story that you do?
Oh, my favorite. Well, that would be not bookkeeping. You know, it might be the jewelry. At first, I have to admit, I didn't really understand the jewelry. It seemed like a lot of work, and I don't know, it just wasn't, I didn't quite get the vision for the jewelry. But as I have grown to understand that part of our ministry and how much it inspires people, it inspires them to share with others as well as encouraging their own journey, I've become quite fond of our merchandise line.
I love that. I wish you could go back and tell Nancy 2 years ago that this is where you would arrive.
Someday you're going to like the jewelry. That's right. And I own a lot of the jewelry myself now.
Yes. Aww. Well, some of the fun things that we've gotten to do through this ministry is we've also gotten to travel together.
Yes.
And I have to tell you guys, I knew Nancy for 10 years, and I had no idea how funny she was. You have an incredible sense of humor. We've had some fun on the road together, too, at different speaking engagements and conferences together.
Yes, we have.
Well, Nancy, I thank you so much for being the executive assistant to this ministry, for volunteering your time, your talents, and your passion, because it really makes a difference around here.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed getting to know Alicia and Nancy. We will see you same time, same place in 2 weeks, and I can't wait to introduce you to the rest of our team. Thanks for listening. I pray you found hope in today's conversation and maybe even feel a little less alone in your story. Stay connected with us on Facebook and Instagram at Reclaimed Story. Want to learn more about living a reclaimed life and how you can be a part of our growing community of reclaimers? Check out our website at reclaimedstory.com. All of those links and more will be in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this inspirational podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Not only will you be the first one to know when new content comes out, but it is also a huge help in helping us reach more people to live the reclaimed life.